You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 88. Keep laboring. Labor Day here in the States. So I have the day off tomorrow. Having some drinks and a barbecue with friends and family. So yes, recording this episode dated September 6th, 2015. So Labor Day also means the weather changes, and it gets colder at night and in the mornings. I'm not much of a fan of that. So, and with that, let's start the news. Black Sabbath announces their final tour without Bill Ward, original drummer. So, yes, three of the four remaining original members of the essentially Black Sabbath, the father of heavy metal, are going out on one last tour in 2016. So, Tony's cancer is in remission, but he's getting older, and the prep work for a major tour wears on him. He's recently mentioned that, you know, he just can't do this anymore. You know, it wears on him, you know, I'm sure, you know. Ozzy's still going, you know, but to have one last round with his original band, Black Sabbath, will put him in a need to stay in shape and in good vocal form. You know, he's in his late 60s, I think. They're all, and they're older, you know, they've been around for so long. You know, they started back in 68, so, long time, yeah, pretty much, you know, 48 years, is that what it is? Yeah, 48 years? Or next year, I guess, so 47 years this year. So, quite incredible to, you know, that they're doing a last tour. So, Geezer Butler is also part of this tour. So he's one of the three original members, and he's probably the most stable out of all of them. So he's in it for the tour with the band. He's written a lot of great songs for Black Sabbath. So, one last tour worldwide. They're coming to the United States. I'll cover that a little bit here. But so Bill Ward, as I mentioned, the only original member is not with the band here. So he's, you know, since their November 2011 reunion, or he's long since not been with the band, not toured with them. Not done anything with him, really. He's spoken recently of still wanting to tour. You know, he's one of the original members. I'm sure he's still good with, you know, he's had some health issues, but he's, you know, he's good still. So, you know, his thing, he's just needs a signable contract. So without a signable contract, I can't blame him. You know, it sucks that, you know, as fans, you know, can't have all four original members back for this last tour that they're doing. So, but you know, it's a business, you know, it's, you know, they understand there's fans and people that like it, but you know, it's a business. They all have to come to different agreements. You know, each one has their own management team. Like Ozzy's got Sharon, and Tony and Geezer have theirs, and Bill Ward has his. So, so stepping in to fill the drum kit for Bill Ward is Ozzy's drummer from his solo band, Tommy Clofidos. So he did the last tour with Black Sabbath back in 2013 when they toured. So there was talk about one last album, but it wasn't mentioned in any of this recent Black Sabbath tour news. So, yeah, I 2013 was a good album, I thought. You know, they could probably do another album. So I have seen Black Sabbath just once back at the in Ozfest in 2001. I traveled for that show. And yes, all four original members. So yes, so glad I did see them back. And you know, it's just I've always liked Black Sabbath. I've been a fan since the 70s, or actually, pretty much, early 70s. You know, Paranoid and all the other albums and everything that they did. So you know, great band, but they will be missed. So. I'm going to try, since there's no Utah date announced, so I'm not expecting one, so probably going to have to travel to Las Vegas or Denver for the show. I think the dates for those are in middle of February, so middle of winter, but, you know, hey, I do want to see them one last time. Comedian Tracy Morgan continues to improve, weds his longtime fiance. So it's been more than a year since the accident that left Tracy in a state of repair. Broken bones, broken ribs, broken arm, legs. He was pretty banged up in that crash on the New Jersey Turnpike back in June of 2014. So he's made sense, I would say, in the last few months or whatever. He's made a few public appearances, including an interview on the Today Show talking about the accident and the two-week coma he was in. Yeah. God, it's just amazing he's alive. And you know, so, you know, so they Walmart truck driver, so they settled the lawsuit with Tracy Morgan, so obviously taking care of his medical bills and everything like that. So Tracy and his fiancée, Megan, got married recently here. So, you know, congratulations to him. You know, he's moving on after the type of injuries that he's sustained. Long process of healing, you know, lots of physical therapy that helps him get back to doing what he loves, stand-up comedy. So at this point, any of his fans, like myself, can only keep hoping for improvements in his life. Obviously, he's got, you know, still has a long life to live, and now he's married, so that makes him, you know, a survivor of pretty much a deadly crash. You know, one of his friends was killed in that crash. So Tracy, keep getting better, and hopefully we can see you here soon. Kim Davis, Rowan County Clerk in Kentucky, defies Supreme Court ruling, continues to refuse to issue marriage licenses. So since the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on June 26th, this elected official, so the ruling on June 26th extended marriage equality to all 50 states. So this elected official has refused to issue any marriage licenses, not just those to same-sex couple. So she keeps invoking her religious beliefs, hiding behind them, and looking for protection of her bigotry under religious freedom cover. Originally, a lower court ordered her to issue marriage licenses. She appealed that all the way up to the highest court in the nation, which the stay was denied on August 31st. So the next morning, she still refused to issue marriage licenses, with protesters on both sides crowding the courthouse and office. So she was sent to jail for 5 days before getting out. So while in jail, the deputy clerks, five of the six deputy clerks there in that office, issued marriage licenses to all. So finally, people that have been waiting to get married in Rowan County, Kentucky, finally got their marriage licenses. So we're able to get married here. So basically, she's just refusing to do her job, saying that it's God's authority she is following. She doesn't work for God. She works for the state of Kentucky. And she needs to do her job without dragging her religious beliefs into this and forcing her religious beliefs on all the other deputy clerks. Although the one holdout, the five of the six, the sixth one is her son. So I'm sure, you know, he's siding with her mom, you know, or with his mom. So if this is against her religion, she needs to quit and take another job, perhaps at a church or another religious institution that embraces her discrimination. So we haven't heard the last of her. I think some people in the media predicted a book deal. You know, Mike Huckabee is all about everything with her and everything like that. So, yeah, so I'm sure I'll be talking about it in future podcast episodes. This week's rant, swimming pools close for the summer season. So summer is the shortest season here in Utah. We get warm weather starting sometime in June and going into the first half of September. So to beat the heat, I always like to find friends that have swimming pools available. It's very enjoyable, but pool season is most of the summer. So most of these pools that are part of like condos and apartment complexes, you know, things like that, they usually open Memorial Day and then they close on Labor Day. So it's always bothered me that most of these community pools close up soon after Labor Day, most the day after. You know, the last day is Labor Day to go swimming. You know, there's still lots of decent warm days to enjoy a swim during September and even going into October. So, yes, the morning weather does get chilly, like I mentioned at the top of this episode. But the rest of the day does get warmer sometimes, you know, leaving the afternoons and evenings to enjoy a cool off in the pool, you know. Makes me wish for a big house with its own pool, like an indoor pool, you know. So that would be kind of cool, you know. I've always been envious of people that have their own pools, and, you know, even more of those that live in colder states like Utah that have indoor pools. So from an indoor pool perspective, you know, you can swim year-round, you know, and it's covered. I've known a few people that have removable walls on indoor pool, you know, for an indoor pool, so that during the summer it becomes an outdoor pool. Yeah, so, there's my rant, you know. So, I'm sure other states, the pools are open longer, so, but here in Utah, closed, so, all done. This week's shameless plug. Bill Gates uses his billions to save lives. The Microsoft founder has done many great things with his wealth. He's regularly been at the top of the Forbes 400 list for, you know, many years. You know, good, at least a good couple decades, if not longer. So he and his wife, Melinda, have done wonders to reduce malaria and other world diseases, both domestically here in the States and abroad, a lot like in South Africa. So they have a foundation called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You can find it at gatesfoundation.org, and you can see what they're up to out there. So his push to promote vaccinations has been a major factor in keeping diseases and other health conditions down. So even on top of some of these anti-vaxxers out there. So, you know, even if you don't like Microsoft, you know, a lot of people don't. You know, I run Windows at work, but I don't run it at home. So I really don't have any agenda, if you will, a bias or anything like that. Bill Gates was ruthless for a while when he was at Microsoft, and now he's doing great things with his money, like I said, you know. So they've, you know, you have to give a ton of respect to Bill and what he is doing after leaving Microsoft. I think he's still on the board, but he's long since, you know, they've had a couple chairmen and presidents of Microsoft since he's left. So, so one of his projects here. So this is interesting. So he's got a project here, and it's called. What it does is it turns, in his words, he was on Jimmy Fallon not too long ago, turns poop into drinkable water. Yeah. how about that? That's pretty interesting. So anyway, the process, so there's actually a process name for it here. It's called Omniprocessor. And it takes water and feces and turns it into something clean. So it's a way to reduce the diseases that are connected, or contracted due to fecal sludge. It's a big issue in many parts of the world. So, you know, it sounds odd and it sounds gross too, but hey, it works. And it's a viable solution for many third world and developing countries that don't share a modern way of life here in the States. And you know, where a lot of us live right now. So I applaud Mr. Gates and obviously his wife Melinda and their foundation, and trying to make the world a better place. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that hate other people and they don't have anything to do with it. They just really just go out there and they really don't want to help. You know, they're selfish. Mr. Gates and his billions are making inroads, huge inroads into the World Health Organizations. And I can only hope that his wealth that he has and taking his money and extending life for other people. Working in a coal mine. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.